control tower. May I repeat your mission? In 30 seconds, you get into the combat zone. The target for you to drop bombs are Alpha, Victor, CBS, Sony, Toshiba, EMI, Columbia, Crown, Polydor, Canon, RBC, Wana, Pioneer, King, Japan, Polista, Disco, May, Trio, Takuma, Kitty, SMS, Polygram, Pass, 4Life, Epic, Sony. And may I repeat your mission? Bomb all these and destroy them. Bomb all these and destroy them. Over. The spaceship champion is about to be on a glorious voyage. Everything set, everything on the go. Continuing the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Afternoon, it's about 4 minutes past 12 o'clock. Midday is the 24th of March, and you're listening live to Resonance 104.4 FM, broadcasting in London live on 104.4 and live streaming on the internet wherever there's a computer connection in the world at www.resonancefm.com. My name's Paul Fisher. The name of this programme is Farside Radio, and just about every week I bring you what I call some surprising sounds from the Far East, but today's programme is going to be quite different. The reason is that exactly a week ago, on the 17th of March, Charlie Gillett died, and Charlie Gillett was he was many things to many people. He was a broadcasting icon, one of the great communicators. And within the world of the music business, he was also a legend, responsible for helping many artists' careers. And he's also just a very, very special person. And I think everyone who knew him and whose lives he touched was deeply affected by his death, including people who had never met him, but just heard his voice on the radio. So today's program is going to be dedicated to Charlie. I'm going to be playing music personal to me that somehow connects me to Charlie, and I've got a guest to help me whose life also Charlie touched. His name is Howard Mayle. He's a journalist and an author, and actually Howard selected the first track we're going to hear. We're going to come back and talk to Howard after we've heard it. The name of the artist is Suba, and we think the title of this track, Charlie wasn't the greatest at pronunciations either, so it doesn't, I think he would approve of my attempt at this one. Seria, this is Super.
Quero esse livro tão simples de ler. Quero te ver no teu livro.
Firstly, Howard Mayle, thanks very much for coming into Resonance and Farside Radio today.
It's a pleasure, Paul, if that's the right word.
Just tell me about the track we just heard.
Well, I suppose it was one of the first times I heard Charlie. I just moved into a new place with my wife and the stereo wasn't rigged up, so the transistor radio had to be tuned through in order to try and find something worth listening to. I didn't imagine I would find anything worth listening to.
How long ago was this?
About 11 years. And out came this wonderful music. And then from then on, Saturday night, BBC London was a regular appointment radio, as they would now say. So, yeah,
very definitely. I think actually, personally speaking, I think that was Charlie at his best, actually, was on the BBC London programme.
Absolutely. It was a live show. And it felt like a live show. And he was one of those broadcasters who could carry a live show.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, during the 90s, I was living in Japan the whole time, and I had a friend who had a radio program called Peter Barragan, who was a big fan of Charlie's, mm-hmm. And his mum used to tape the program on Saturday night on BBC and send it to him, and just occasionally he would give me a cassette tape. And I would, listen to this and sort of lap it up, because especially when you're far away, you know, wow. I mean, I used to get like the, this is pre-internet, you know, and it was a different world somehow. I used to get the Guardian Weekly once a week, and that used to drop through the letterbox. It was like, wow, great. And it was a similar feeling, actually, with Charlie's programme.
I think there were probably a lot of cassette tapes being made at that time and being passed around. I used to... was instructed to do one for my brother-in-law every week, and I would come back to go back to Cambridge every month or so with a new pile of tapes, and he would fall upon them with... Yes, I mean, it was an extraordinary show.
Yeah.
So many discoveries.
Absolutely. And at that time, also, I had a radio programme, which is a bit different to this one. I could literally just play anything that I wanted, whereas this one focuses mainly on East Asian music. Mm-hmm. There it was... just whatever I wanted. So occasionally I would pick up tracks that I heard on Charlie's programme, and I'm going to play you a track, actually, which is... this is not normal Farside Radio material at all, but it's a track by a singer called Betty Levette, and the track's called Let Me Down Easy.
Okay.
And
you know it well.
You do it well. I remember listening to this, and I didn't know it well at all, and I had to try and track it down the best that I could, which I think meant going to the sort of record shops and just trying to find it desperately. And I finally managed to find it on this Kent album, which is called Northern Soul Spectrum. So let's listen to Betty Levette then, and Let Me Down Easy.
Let me down easy. You feel to stay is wrong. I know it's all over, but the last goodbye. Oh, let me down easy. when you pass by me. Say hello once in a while. When you pass by me, baby, baby, does it hurt so much to smile? We promise that we'll still be friends till the very end. I'm begging you, baby, please, let me down easy.
Betty Lovette, Let Me Down Easy. I think I mentioned to Charlie many years later that I discovered that track through him, and he said, oh yeah, that's a classic. And, it certainly is. It's only 1 week, Howard.
It seems like a
weird thing. It's almost like time stood still for a while. I don't know if you know what
I mean. I felt that, absolutely, yes.
And Charlie just felt... To me, and I think to many people, he just felt so sort of solid, and he was there and trustworthy, and the world seems different.
It does, and so many pieces of music will never quite sound the same again. I mean, this next track I've chosen goes back to early days of listening to the BBC London show, weekly competitions, one of which was Charlie's love of hand claps in records, and he asked for people to give examples of such records, and all of the ones being played were going back to R&B and blues and lots of his early loves. So I thought, I knew this hand clapping world music track, and you know, this is what the show's about. So I remember phoning up, and he played it, and it was, you know, that first moment of contact with this man and his music, and it's Isabaga Yoko.
And what's it called?
You're always good at this pronunciation thing.
Track number 3. Okay, here we go. It's called Canadian Fan, at least.
From the first album.
It's from the first album. It's called Xia, maybe. This is Isabaga Yoko. Thank you.
foli bɛ yan ɛ ka kari chauffeur ka foli bɛ yan ɛ sotrama chauffeur bɛɛ lajɛlen ka foli bɛ yan ɛ ka pasiɛ chauffeur ɛ ka taxi chauffeur ka foli bɛ yan ɛ ka chauffeur a barika ɛ an ka jɛ k'an bolo di ɲɔgɔn ma chauffeur ɛ n'o kɛra baara bɛ taa ɲɛ ɛ chauffeur madu tarawele a ka foli bɛ yan.
Listening live to Resonance 104.4 FM, and at the moment to me, Paul Fisher, on Farside Radio with our guest Howard Mayle, and we are paying tribute to the late great Charlie Gillett. Howard, tell me again, what was that track?
That was Is It About Yogo?
Better switch
from
you up.
His first album, Sia, I think it's pronounced. Just memories of, I think, about 1999, listening to Charlie's show, and lots of hand claps on that record, which Charlie loved.
It's interesting, actually. You mentioned competition, which was always a feature of his Saturday night show. And back in 2001, actually, when I was still living in Japan at that time, on one of my trips back to the UK, I was a guest on his Saturday night show.
Where
he did this, you know, the Radio Ping Pong, which is, well, it's just fantastic radio, Radio Ping Pong. And anyway, When I left the show that day, they gave me an MD recording of the program, and I don't think I've ever listened to it since, to be honest. In the last place where I was living, all these MDs, and I've got about 500 of these. They're just everywhere. My little boy, who must have been about one, his favourite game for quite a long time was to mix up the MDs and get, you know, one from the case and the MD all mixed up, so I had absolutely no idea where to find it. So I actually found the case, and I put the MD in the player, and it wasn't the right program. So I spent about 2 hours trying to locate this MD, which meant literally just playing every single one. And finally I did. And I thought, well, perhaps I'll just play a little bit of an extract on today's show.
Which well, is, I think which after so, that effort, you
exactly. I think we can hear Charlie talking. Me kind of fluffing up because I didn't know what it was that I just played. But it's also a competition. And so I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Charlie introduce the competition here. He gives out a phone number, which of course you don't ring, but I'm going to give away exactly the same prize. Back then it was the Rough Guide to the Music of Japan, Volume 1, which is actually deleted now, but since then I've done the Volume 2. So the first three people who email me at paul@farsidemusic.com, I will send them a copy of the Rough Guide to the Music of Japan, and it's the kind of the second edition. So let's listen then, hopefully. Hopefully I've got it queued up. Let me just set the scene a little bit. Charlie's just played a Hoagy Carmichael tune, which is called Hong Kong Blues or something like that. And I just very quickly had thought of this old Hong Kong tune, which is not, well, it's a Hong Kong singer. It's actually an Indonesian tune called Bengawan Solo. And so I'm going to fade it up, and we're in the middle of playing the tune that I had chosen, this Bengawan Solo, Rebecca Pan, very kind of atmospheric 40s tune, something like that. Let's hope this works.
I'm just imagining somebody tuning into this program for the first time ever, wondering what's going on. You're listening to London Live Saturday night with Charlie Gillett and Paul Fisher from Tokyo, and we're playing Radio Ping Pong, which involves listening to each other and playing records that each thing makes us think of as from the small selection that we've got with us. And so that was, again, whom?
Wow, you've caught me there.
From the soundtrack of In the Mood for Love.
Yeah, yeah. It was Rebecca Pan. Yeah, and it's called Bengawan Solo, which I say is an Indonesian tune. I've heard it so many times in Indonesian language, but I've never heard it in English.
Well, during the week when I'm kind of banging away at the computer or whatever, I just sort of put CDs on and very often forget what it is that I've just put on. They're just playing away. Yeah. And this arrived and I put it on and phone rang or whatever, and next time I'm thinking, is this from Japan? And it isn't from Japan. I'm going to just tell the listeners, because what I want you to do is call in with where you do think it's from. And we've got copies of The Rough Guide to Japan, the music of, and Rough Guide to the Music of Hawaii, and two copies of Takashi Hirayasu and Bob Brosman. So I'll take, even if you get close, like within 500 miles of where it's from, is good enough, because I personally don't think I could tell you if you played it to me first off. So the number here, 0207-224-2000, and be patient because Nikki's on her own tonight.
So there you go, that was Charlie introducing this tune in the background, and the competition was, where is this from? Actually, Howard, one of the people who rang up later got it right, was Z, the webmaster of sound. He definitely knows. But if you do know, I tell you what, just do it by email. First three people to email me at paul@farsidemusic.com the correct answer, I will send them.
At this point, Charlie would always say, if anyone's phoned before, please don't. We'd like the prize to go to...
Yes, but I'm
you
not
probably don't
that.
Have that same problem.
I don't. I don't have a problem with that. I don't often do competitions, so... email me, paul@farsidemusic.com. Where is this this track from? Right. I'm going to fade this down a little bit. And Howard, your next choice, please.
Okay, well, we go back to sort of Charlie's earlier preference of musical taste, which is kind of R&B, soul. This is I'm Blue by the Iquettes. I was amused today to thinking about how people complain about Sugar Babe's lineup changing so much. I was looking on the internet this morning and found that the Iquettes had 40 different members over the space, three girls, I think, over the space of some 30 years. But this is a great track, and it also connects, in my mind, or my ears anyway, Charlie's taste in world music to Charlie's taste in R&B, because as the vocals strangely sound very Ethiopian to me, but that might just be me.
Okay, Howard, one more time. Who was that again?
That was the Iquettes, and the track was I'm Blue.
Fantastic. I mainly work with music from East Asia, mm-hmm. as you know, and I don't think that Charlie was particularly enamoured with the music of East Asia, at least to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was also someone that really wanted to be, which is the same with me, and I do find the odd thing which I think is great, but lots of stuff which I still can't get my head.
Yeah, and I think when I was living in Japan, so again, this is the 90s, I think that some people such as Roger Armstrong of Ace Records, also I think Ben Mandelson, mm-hmm. and I think Ian Anderson, would kind of gently nudge him in the way and say, oh, you should listen to some of this Japanese music. Because they used to tell me, that I think, for example, Roger Armstrong went on his radio ping pong and played a track by this guy called Haruomi Hosono, called Ritchu Gumbo, and apparently Charlie quite liked it, and he would kind of report to me. And I used to send catalogues, because this is also before internet, to Charlie. I never got a response until one day, I think he did write to me
and he actually wanted an African record, which was only available in Japan. And eventually even cancelled that order, to be honest. But when I came back, and I think from being a guest actually on his show, he said that at that point he listened to the Rough Guide to Japan and he got into it. And then he would listen to Japanese music and East Asian music and decide what he liked.
Yes.
And then he would play it. And actually that had an enormous impact on me or on my company. I mean, not enormous, but, you know, quite telling. And especially he would play tracks on the World Service, his BBC programme on the World Service. And the reaction when he would play a track was actually quite extraordinary. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have records sometimes played on different radio programs, different people, reviewed in different magazines and on newspapers. But if Charlie played a track on the World Service, it would always garner a reaction. And I would get emails from his listeners saying, you know, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and heard this fantastic track. And, you know, I got sent here by Charlie. And I would always forward those emails to Charlie, and I was quite surprised that he picked up on this next track, which I'm going to play, which is something that, because of Charlie, we've sold quite a lot of it actually, and it's not something that I mean it's something I knew about before, but it's not something that I listened to a lot of, but I like it. It's by Yasuaki Shimizu, who's a saxophone player, and it's Bach's Cello Suites, and this one is Prelude, and as I say, this is the track, I think, anyway, that Charlie would play on the World Service, and the listeners would buy it and write to me. Yasuaki Shimizu and Prelude, one of his the cello suites played on saxophone there. I mean, the relationship, Howard, that he had with his listeners was quite extraordinary, wasn't it? Especially since in this last week, people just who signed on to the Sound of the World, his forum, for the first time, mm-hmm. and then write really very touching and powerful messages about how their lives had been changed by
Charlie. It's extraordinary. It's been a very helpful, for me anyway, and probably for you, just reading through them, just having this, being able to share this
absolutely
experience.
I mean, if there's people. Also, like, his postman, for example, wrote and said, I used to deliver his post. I mean, it's just the connection he had with people was just extraordinary.
At one point, I think I wrote on the forum this week that, in my mind at the moment, all roads seem to lead back to Charlie. And I mean, this next track I've chosen also sadly from Larsa, who died, I think, on the 1st of January this year. For once, I thought, I was thinking about this track and thinking, oh, I discovered this myself in a record store in Amsterdam. But then, of course, I remembered that Charlie told me about the record store in Amsterdam when I asked him, could he recommend a good record store in Amsterdam? But I still got back to London and emailed and said, have you heard this? And, of course, he'd already heard it. And I obviously, he played a different track and I hadn't remembered it. But it's my favourite track from the album, The Living Road. And it's called Anywhere on This Road.
I live in this country now, I'm called by this name. I speak this language, it's not quite the same. For no other reason than this, it's my home. And the places I used to be, far from are gone. You've traveled this long, you just have to go on. Don't even look back to see how far you've come. Though your body is bending under the load, there is nowhere to stop. Anywhere on this road. Da-da-da. My heart is breaking, I cannot sleep. I love a man who's afraid of me. He believes if he doesn't stand guard with the knife, I'll make him my slave for the rest of his life. I love this hour when the tide is just turning. There will be an end to the longing and yearning. If I can stand up to angels and men, I'll never get swallowed in darkness again. You've traveled this long, you just have to go on. Don't even look back to see how far you've come. Though your body is bending, there is nowhere to stop anywhere.
Howard.
Lovely.
Tell me again who that
well,
was.
Well, it's from The Living Road, Lars's second album. And it's Anywhere on This Road. And I can just now remember Charlie and I talking about how these records were made up. He loved the actual physical, I mean, all that body slapping, and you can hear on there in the percussion, just the sonic picture that that record creates.
I mean, we've talked about how Charlie was just a fantastic, he was a great broadcaster. I think the track that I'm going to play next is a kind of, for me anyway, shows what a great broadcaster he is. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, and it's happened to me once or twice, there's some kind of momentous world event or something, or it doesn't even have to be so momentous, but it's something happens and you're doing a radio show at the same time playing music, mm-hmm. and somehow it feels, well, what tone do you strike at that particular moment? Yes. You know, you're doing something quite, well, it seems not important suddenly, you know, to be playing music. And after 9/11, I think it was, I can't remember what day of the week it is, but anyway, on the first Saturday after it happened, I was, I think I was in my car, and I was driving to a friend's house, and it was obviously 8 o'clock, and it was time for Charlie's program. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wonder what he's going to do, you know, after the events of that week, which is obviously, yes, dominated by what happened in New York. And he played a track, which just somehow I felt was just so perfect as a choice. And he didn't say anything after it either. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, that's the genius of Charlie as a, mm-hmm, broadcaster. And the track is the Neville Brothers, and With God on Our Side.
Oh, my name, it means nothing. And my age, it means less. For the country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up to the laws too were bad, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. All the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charge and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charge and the Indians died. Oh, the country was young then, with God on its side. The Spanish American war had its day, and the Civil War to us was soon laid away. And the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, it came and it went, and the reason for fighting I never did care. But I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't come count the dead when God's on your side. In the 1960s came the Vietnam War. Can someone tell me what we were fighting for? So many young men died, so many mothers cried. Now I ask the question, was God on our side? I learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. And to hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely, with God on my side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side.
Just going to fade this down a little bit, about a minute to go, because we were running out of time. Neville Brothers from the album Yellow Moon, with God on our side. So I'm leaving the choice of the last track goes to Howard.
Okay, well, I think we can lift the mood a bit now. This is, I believe, one of Charlie's favourite tracks of all time. And another good thing about the forum is that people would post topics. One of them was, what's your favourite track? And this is what Charlie wrote. This is about Iswi Yawapi by Mabelia Bell. And Charlie wrote on the forum, I first heard this on the car radio when John Peel played it. And in the time-honoured tradition, when I got to my destination, sometimes known as home, I sat in the car and waited till it finished in order to find out what it was. 9 minutes is a long time when you want to go inside and have a pee, but that's the price you have to pay sometimes. I wrote to John to say how much I liked it, and the next thing I knew, he went out and bought a copy, especially for me, kind of guy he was. I played it a few times on the radio. One of those rare, long tracks that earns every second, rolling in again and again like a succession of waves onto the shore. And I think that shows what a great writer Charlie was as well.
Absolutely. Okay, Howard, that's a great way to end the show. Thanks very much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
Na yoka ki yango nanzimite, kasi na moni le lomba. obimisaki ngai bipai biso po ya kolakisa se lokumu na yo moko okimaki nga ntango na beli osalisi nga ata mokete bandima mobali na mboka na biso oyo likambo se ya kosalisa papa osundoli nga na fami na ntango apasi likambo yango ezali awa na motema okanga lisumu te oza kotonga nga okoloba mpo na soni ye tuna nga nayebisa yo mosala mobali konini ye nzambe atinda adamu na kati ya moki asalisa eva moke opesa nga osilisi malobaki mobali na yo ya nini o papa opesa nga lopangw atako bavoti kofuti ndenge